This podcast is brought to you by Epilogue Gaming. If you like our content, please consider heading over to our Patreon at patreon.com/epiloguegaming. This is the best way you can support our work, including the Iron Mon podcast.
Introduction. Oh, episode 2.5. Hey guys, I'm Skep. Joining me was Kayako hosting, and we got Ice, and we have Falcon, and we're kind of doing a little, I guess like a pseudo episode. It's kind of like episode 2.5. Basically, just in as soon as we posted episode 2, our grand leader Pi, shout outs to Ayachipai, decided to bring out a entirely new game mode called Super Kaizo Ironmon. I haven't even beat regular Kaizo Ironmon yet. I know nothing about this. Well, I read the pastebin and stuff, so everyone else here is gonna have to help me out here, and we're gonna talk about it a little bit. How's everyone doing?
Good, how are you?
Buddy.
Hey. Buddy.
Hey, I think it's nice that we asked Skap how he's doing, you know.
I did. How are you doing, Skap?
How am I doing? I'm doing good.
Aren't you excited that there's a whole new game mode for Kaizo?
Yeah, I know, and I'll never see it. It's fine. I'll just watch everyone else do it. You know, I feel like this was an important episode to talk about, or just kind of have to, because, well, we just finished talking about like major rules as far as, you know, just Ironmon in general, right? And so this is kind of a great way to just, well, let's just add a little addendum, I guess. So you guys have all played it. I have not, because I don't know, weird self-imposed rules, I guess. I want to at least beat Kaizo first before I actually do Super Kaizo. So how do you guys feel about it so far? Is there like any like good, bad?
I truly think we should have added held items ages ago. It is so fun and such chaos. I love it.
I don't know. So, I'll chime in here, because I don't generally stream my Ironmon runs, right? But, like, I'm known for being, when I do play Ironmon, absolutely fearless. Like, I don't care, I just go for it. It doesn't matter, I'm happy all the time. My furthest run, I was streaming it to just Ice and Skap, and the entire time, I'm in tears with every trainer, and just being like, I'm so scared, because this new game mode, right? It's introduced smart AI for every trainer fight that you have to fight. Because before, it was just like end game and gym leaders and stuff like that. Like, they were all smart AI. So, like, you were a little worried and concerned about them. But the average trainer didn't really matter. Now, every single trainer has smart AI, and it's absolutely terrifying. Like, that's been my fun. But Falcon, you currently have, like, one of the furthest runs. Tell us a bit about how you're finding it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. When Pi was announcing the rules, he made it like kind of a little event on his stream, and I don't know. Did you all watch that as well?
Yeah, I was watching his stream.
Yeah, right. That was exciting, right? And that was kind of cool, because it was like when Survival was released 2 years back, and you know, I was sitting there and I was just like listening to the rules. I'm like, do I try this? Do I give this a shot? And then I realized like, this is a chance to kind of like play something again in Ironmon with like all the hype when it's first released. And, you know, like now, having done this for a couple of years, like actually make a mark on it. And I'm super happy. I got the first ever Safari Zone pivot, which is a major point of the rules here. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I think that a lot of people have looked at the rule set and been like, I don't know if this is for me. I'm a little nervous about this. I don't like X, Y, and Z without even trying it. But then, like, after trying it, oh, my goodness, this is a blast. It's so much fun. And it's terrifying. You're right. It's absolutely terrifying.
Every fight is terrifying. But before we go too far in, so let's just kind of go over a bit of the changes in the rule set from standard Kaizo to now this whole new super Kaizo.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about how they're smart AI. Ice, do you want to bring up like a rule or two for us as well that's changed from regular Kaizo?
Like I said, every trainer has held items, and the forest now having smart AI, the amount of times I have lost to citrus berry and berry juice is insane. you go like, oh sweet, you know, you do some damage, and you go, oh, it's like I did nothing, and you're out of heals, and everything is horrible, and you're about to lose all the sentence good mons go too soon is twice as much now. It's terrifying. But there are new things that happen with held items. Moves like Covet and Thief are insane. So much value.
That's true, because you just steal all those held items now, right? So yeah, absolute insane value. And like, I feel like abilities like Pickup have a little bit more value too. Or like
it's banned. Hold,
right? Pickup is banned.
Pickup's banned. Pickup, oh, that's banned. True. The Pickup is banned. It's a banned ability now. That's right. See, I'm still learning the rule set as well.
Everyone
It's hard learning the rules on the fly.
Yeah.
It's like we just started Kaizo all over again. And it's like, I'm going to end up cheating by accident. But, you know,
yeah, 100%. Clause. I'm going to skish you by accident. And it's fine. but Falcon, you mentioned the Safari Zone pivot. So like, what are your thoughts on like those kind of new rules and stuff like that? Do you want to go over it a bit with us?
Yeah, I think that was the thing that, you know, smart AI, held items, Brock and Misty with six Pokemon, like all these things are like, cool, you know what, make the game a little harder. Cool. It's like Kaizo plus. And then Pi just breaks out rule four, which is
everyone's favorite.
Yeah, everyone's favorite, which is you have to pivot to a new mon in the Safari Zone. And that rule has actually been tweaked a little bit. It was that you have to go in there, you get to catch three Pokemon, choose between them, and then you get out, right? But now it's been changed to that you can go in there, see what the Pokemon are, leave, go out, scout, all that stuff. But before the end of the game, at some point, your last pivot has to be in the Safari Zone. And so it's evolved, and the rules are still evolving. But like everyone saw that, and I think, I'll be honest, I think the majority of reactions were, yikes. Like, this is, oh no. And then a few people like chimed in and said, wait, like this is exciting. And I think it was listening to those few people that got me like really excited to try it. And I tried it, and I'm there like 10 hours into stream in the Safari Zone fishing. And I fished for like 3-4 hours. And oh my goodness, it was fun. It was exciting. It was so tense because like you have, goodness, it's like 28, 30 pivots to go through. And then, I mean, they can be absolute like dog water, but at the end of the day, but it's fun. Like it's really tense. And I really think that hopefully like from seeing that, a lot of people's minds were changed and were like, you know what? This is actually really cool. It's a fun twist.
Yeah, I'm kind of like scrolling through some of these rules, and honestly, I almost low-key want to pick this up just because it really, a lot of these rules kind of go against, like, I don't know, the meta, for lack of a better term, of Kaizo Ironmon, right? Like, how many times have we heard setup wins Kaizo, right?
Right.
And now we aren't allowed to have setup. I kind of like that. Like, I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting, you know? And I've also was looking through some of these. I know this is Fire Red specific, and there is a Heart Gold specific one. I know Phil's been working on it too. Shout outs to Majin Phil. But he's been working on his own Super Kaizo for Heart Gold. But like, I actually kind of like the pathing that you have to do in this game now. Like, Misty's gym
is going to be crazy.
Misty's gym has to be completed before you finish the Nugget gym. Erica's gym must be completed before Rocket Hideout. No extra fights in the SSN, like, and so I think it's just going to be it's really interesting routing wise, because I think one of the problems I had, I don't know about you guys, but like in Fire Red, I don't know, that mid game, basically once you beat Brock, it just felt boring. I don't know how else to put it. Like, it felt super safe, right? Like, how many times have we heard beat Brock, beat the game, right? And it's just, you know, that mid-game grind, super slow and kind of just boring. You're just doing it to do it because whatever. But this, like, this pacing really makes it a lot more exciting and, like, I don't know, like, risky, I guess, for lack of a better term. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
The way I see it, it's Fire Red, it's pathing. I mean, it's like considered a quote unquote solved game, right? People know the route, people know what to do, where to go, where the items are, everything. Like, one of the biggest decisions you have to make is Sylph first or Blaine first.
Right.
Depending on what you want. But for Super Kaizo, you have to consider a lot, because with the addition to the forced pivot, a new rule that was introduced was you are allowed to revisit dungeons once after you pivot, so you're able to go back and train up your new mon. So who do you skip? Where do you go first? Where do you find safest to get the most amount of experience? Which is when I sent Falcon this crazy gambit that I had. This, because you can allow to revisit dungeons. So what you do is after you're done, this is my crazy idea, is after you're done with the hideout, when you feel safe, you go to the Sylph Co. only and collect all the items. You only fight trainers blocking items. You leave and come back. It's a dungeon. You come back with your new mon. You have a huge supply of items for the mid game because you want to get to that pivot. And if you need items, do it.
It's actually a really cool strategy.
I'm really excited to try that.
Yeah,
I think the first time I get that far, I'm doing it right away. I'm not even considering anything else.
I think that could be really cool. Now, Falcon, you've gotten that far, pretty much. Like, what would be your take on that? Like, is that something that you think could be really viable?
I was a coward. I was afraid that, like, once I got there, I was, like, so close to the Safari Zone pivot, and, like, I was so excited to just, like, feel whether or not it was fun. I was like, I'm going to go into Sylph Co. I'm going to forget someone's a spinner. They're going to kill me. I'm going to die. And I just like freaked out and like, I can't, but when Ice was just saying that just now, I was thinking like, you know, you could do that. And also how common are full Sylph Co clears? Like they're not like super, I say like one in what? Five,
one in three, six, one seven? In four, maybe.
Sure.
All, yeah. And all depends on your mon. It all depends on your mon.
Maybe 20% of Sylph Co runs or full clears of Sylph Co.
Imagine going to Sylph. Imagine like saving like so you save some Mountain Moon trainers, you save some Rock Tunnel trainers, you save like everything on the grind, obviously between like Cycling Road, all that stuff, the docks and everything. But you before Erica and before Rockadia, you just pad a little bit with like, yeah, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 trainers in Sylph Co. And then on your first mon, and then go back later and clean up the last 20 with your new mon. And I'm like, there's so much strategy.
That's one thing I actually need to know, because it, as much of Fire Red that I've played, I don't know when Sylph Co becomes available. I think you have to finish the hideout first. Like, I actually don't know.
It's a great point. Now we got to look that up. Like, that could totally kill my strategy, but it's like, that's something I've never would have thought before. Cause you know,
yeah. Cause before like you go in thinking. Once and that's it. Right.
Right.
And I think another really, really big thing, a really big change is the lack of like hidden items. So items, like the step items in Mount Moon and stuff like that, they're banned. So the only hidden items that you're allowed to get are hidden items that are found in dungeons and caves. And the 5 items prior to Mount Moon are allowed. But any other hidden item is banned.
Like, honestly, I'm cool with that. I don't know. Step farming sucks. I don't care what y'all say. I know everyone's like, oh no, I'm losing my items. And I'm just like, nah. I get to play the game. Good.
If they're there, they're there. That's the way I've always played it. I've never truly decided to farm. If they're there, they're there. I check once, I check twice. I'm good. But, I mean, again, depends on the mon. If you really feel like this is, like, the one. If you get unfortunately attached, you're going to be spending some time.
I got... go ahead, Falcon.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think... So, we have a wonderful friendo on Twitch who does a lot of like statistics and numbers and Burn in the Blues, and I think he did the math on this and came up with there were the original iteration, there were 70 items that got removed from the game, which was 35.6% of the items in the game, like over a third of the items from the game. I think with the new changes, I think it's now 69 items. So nice.
Nice.
But like, that's a lot of items from the game that you're losing. And so originally it was no outside hidden items. And now it's, you can get the hidden items in Viridian and you can get the ones before Mount Moon and the one in Pewter, which is enormous. Cause I think muscle memory, like a lot of us just kept picking up the items already. It's still, I'm like, oh no, goodbye full restore and hyper potion and max elixir. And I'm like, oh gosh, you're losing so many items, but it's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like talking over everyone.
We're all excited to talk about this. This is a huge thing.
We are super excited. Please, Cap, go ahead.
I just wanted to giggle at every gym leader has 6 Pokemon. I just remember, I remember when I first started this challenge and like I goofed on the settings and like, I would get actuallyed all the time. Like, actually, streamer, the first gym Brock only has 5. Why is you fighting 6 Pokemon? I don't get it. And it's just like, oh, well, I guess I'm playing extra Kaizo. So now seeing it there on Super Kaizo, I think is just the funniest thing.
So there's that little bit of vindication for you.
Yeah.
It just like Ice was saying before and you as well, Kayako, with all the smart AI, right? And like, so now smart AI, 6 Pokemon, suddenly Misty becomes like Brawly. So shouts to all the Emerald players. And Erica's gym feels like Geo's gym at the end. Like there's, 8 smart AI trainers and they're all kind of close to you. And I'm like, my goodness, this is 7 smart AI trainers and Erica. Yeah. I'm like, this is terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. But I think even then, like, Erica's gym is much more complex too, right? Because like there's a bunch of trainers in Erica's gym. There's 6 trainers in Erica's gym?
It's 7 plus Erica herself, so 8 total.
That's still insane. And like now Koga's gym is gonna be absolutely terrifying to me. Like Koga's scary.
Yeah, and no one's gotten there. Cause immediately after, like after I pivoted, I defeated 5 trainers. And then died. And Pi pivoted, evolved a Dratini, and then lost the Shelgon. And like it was like bang bang, like right after pivoting. And it's like, wow, this is intense. So like, who knows?
Although you know what? Out of all of this, I feel like Geo's gym is not gonna be that scary because we're used to all the smart AI trainers in Geo's gym.
We're used to it already.
It's gonna be like, oh look, they added like 3 extra smart AI trainers. Oh, who cares? Like, here's the new thing. There's always been a thing like you don't fight the trainers in Victory Road because they're smart AI. It's like we've gone through smart AI this entire game. Victory Road is not as scary anymore.
But also, because you pivoted and you are most likely losing levels and you gotta, and you know, all that, does it suddenly become more incentivized? Because the E4. Isn't going to be, well, no, I take it back. The E4 will be harder because
you're going to be low level.
You're going to be low level and they're all going to have held items too. I forgot about that. Every Pokemon in the E4 is going to have held items. Mm-hmm. You know, my goodness.
So you're going to have to fight that trainer that's guarding that item in Victory Road at the very least because you're already losing out on 69 more items.
You all can't see this, but Ice is like, his head is going to spin around. It's like he's shaking it so hard.
I refuse.
Jesse, you'll fight every other trainer in Victory
Road.
You'll spite that rule. No. I'm going to get that guard item now. They're all the same, Ice. Doesn't matter. What about all the other items that are being guarded now? Are you going to avoid those trainers now? They have smart AI.
What about the bonus EXP from the double battles? I don't want to touch a double battle.
Oh, smart double battles? No, thank you.
No, thanks.
No. Ew.
No, that is a hard pass. Or like me, like when I play Kaizo, like I just do the double battles as I come across them. Like I don't wait until the end to do them all. Like, this one, if I do the double battles, it will be at the very end. Like, I will get to the E4 and then go back and fight the double battles. Like, oh.
I wonder where this is all gonna go. I think it's crazy how much strategy is going to change. And I'm actually really excited for Super Kaizo. Just hearing you guys talking about it, I might want to start playing it. I don't know. You guys are really tempting.
We didn't even talk about the fact that healing attacks are legal now.
I mean, yeah. I wanted to talk about that too. I was super excited seeing Giga Drain being allowed, and I was going to like Giga everything. Like, it's just, I'm going to go on a Giga Drain run and just win.
Dream Eater is legal. Let's go.
The 1-2 punch, put them to sleep.
Now, what about things like Leech Seed?
Those are still banned. It has to deal damage. So absorb, Mega Drain, Giga Drain.
Leech Seed does deal damage.
No, it's a status. It's a status. It's not a. It's not an attack.
It has to have a power associated with it, I guess.
Well, see, like those are the things. So that'll be good for like our listeners to know. Leech Seed is banned, guys.
Yeah, Pain Split's still banned.
Yeah.
I think that actually made me change my favorites. I realized like I actually didn't set favorites specifically for Super Kaizo, and then I realized I still have Swallowed on there. I'm like, my buddy, I'm sorry. I think you got to go. Venusaur, you're in. You can't get poisoned. You got Stab Giga Drain. Let's go. And that's like, but that I'm thinking like every single thing. I'm just like, how do I rep for this? Because it's so intense.
I guess a couple other banned abilities I kind of want, since we're talking about stuff that's banned. Battle armor, shell armor is banned.
Old survival throwback there.
And pickup's also banned. So taking items from pickup.
Yeah, the pickup ban everyone thought is really weird. And I definitely see why he banned it. Because with all the removal of all those items that were not allowed to take pickup, if it works in your favor, it's a massive advantage.
Yeah, so, it could be game breaking.
Yeah, just completely cut it out. Like, it's silly. I get it, but I understand.
Yeah.
But it was ruled that if you have a mon that's really good with pickup, just hold a Pokeball. If you pick anything up, toss it right away. That's totally fine. But just keep in mind, you cannot keep the items.
Right.
We have this funny running gag with UTD Zach. He started playing Pokemon X and Y on stream right before the new Pokemon Legends ZA was announced, right? And we said, oh, look, you started playing Pokemon X and Y right before Z came out. Suspicious. Does you have an uncle who works at Nintendo or something? And then I had asked him to make a pickup extension so that when you get a pickup item, it alerts you with like a little pop-up on your screen. And he made it and released it like the day that Super Kaizo came out and pick up his band. And I went, what is happening here? So I need him to like pick lottery numbers for me or something. But pickup would break the game for sure. But now with my run that I got Safari Zone, I had Covet. And going back to what Ice was saying, you know, I think it still remains to be seen like kind of how useful something like Covet will be. Because I was sitting there, I'm like, I got a Blissey with Stab Covet. I'm just going to like just keep picking berries off of things constantly. And then I realized, my gosh, there's a lot of berries. I have no idea what they do. Like I'm starting to like come up with little things to remember. Like, okay, Salac berry, S for speed. That's a speed berry. Lancet berry. I guess you hyped. I don't know what that has to do with crit, but apparently it's crit. There's like there's a ton of berries I don't give a darn about. Just like give me a 5 lums, please. But there's so much new strategy that you have now because of these changes. Oh my goodness, SSN. You go to SSN, you grab the items that are available, you fight rival, and you're gone. Like,
the goodbye. Full dungeon, just gone.
The boat just sails away, you just wave goodbye to 5 levels.
That's wild. Yeah,
there's a couple items that are held behind trainers. Like,
there's
that you can't,
3. There's, there's the items in the kitchen, there's the items in the trash can in the one room. And then after you beat Rival, there's 3 items that you can normally get behind trainers.
Yeah, but you can't beat those.
Say goodbye.
Yeah.
They don't exist
anymore. Oh, and no legendary favorites. So no Registeel. Nope. As anyone's favorites, right? Nope. That was just added today, I think. I think it was just added today.
That rule feels a little silly and arbitrary to me, just because I think the legendary mons always, like, I get it. Like, big BST, I guess, but, like, they always leveled so slow. So it was just kind of like...
Did they level slow and you're pivoting off of them anyways? Like,
I mean, no one likes walking into Brock's gym at level 14. I've done it. It's not fun. But if you manage to get there, they just start steamrolling everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's really just to keep you from just exactly that. Just into like, all right, here's the early game. If I get past Brock, I'm good into the mid game. Because that's the new mindset you have to have. The mons that people grind for, that people search for, everyone before looked for, like, can this get me to the E4? Can this get me to the end game? You can't think like that anymore. It's, can it get me to the mid game? Can this get me to the Safari Zone? Tanky Pokemon, I think, are the new meta. You gotta survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Pi say it earlier. He had a Pokemon and goes, I really like this mon. It's a mixed attacker that's tanky. And I was like, my goodness, you would not have heard that sentence 2 weeks ago. tanky? Yeah. Mixed attacker? Yeah. Super? Yeah. Like, that's great.
That's a whole other mindset. And I love it. I love that I'm learning how to play entirely different. After all of the Kaizo I've played, gotta take it, throw it in the trash because it doesn't work anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Start fresh. I love it.
I'm so mentally exhausted after every time I play because I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, my brain is getting a workout from this.
Yeah, exactly. You're having to create those new pathways in the brain, right? New wrinkles are forming every day.
When this initially came out, I kind of said my toxic joke of like, oh, this is great for all the old Kaizo fogies that have won like a billion times and they need something new in their lives. So,
well, can I just bounce off that, Scott? I actually love that you want to play it, but I've been giving people a little bit of like a disclaimer thing, right? I think that I'm having so much fun with it because like I have won multiple times and if I get to Safari Zone, I don't care if I throw away a Pokemon. Right. Because like I'm thinking about this game as like, you know what? I'm having fun. I'm doing the same rule set as everyone else. I have nothing to prove. And truly, I don't think anyone has anything to prove. Just because you haven't beaten Kaizo doesn't, like, to me, you have nothing to prove. I know how good an Ironmon you are. And I know that you hit bad luck. Right. That's it. You have nothing to prove. But I would say to people, like, just the fair warning is if you feel like you have something to prove, it might not be for you because it could very well be impossible right now. You know, it's still developing.
Right.
The rules are still being shifted around too.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably by the time this airs or afterwards, this all might be different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's actually a really good thing. I also wanted to add that big disclaimer, right? Like, yes,
like we might
this
be
is...
allowed to go get those items in SSN behind those three trees.
You can get one.
You could get one.
You choose one, yeah.
Yeah, little treat.
But this, Super Kaizo, this is an unofficial rule set, right? Like, I feel like I need to, like, really kind of take that home for a minute just because, you know, it's still in development. It's still new. We don't, you know, this is, you know, it's a good start, but it's like I said, you know, probably by the time we air this recording, there's going to be new rules that get changed and modded and all that stuff before we actually. So this isn't like, yeah, it's new and it's like the new hotness, but it's not official yet. So just keep that in mind too, guys.
Yeah. And I think Pi said that is pending, basically getting a lot of community help to make sure that it is accessible in other generations as well, and he himself testing it, you know, to see like, is this a good challenge? Because the big point at the bottom that always made me so upset with people when they were just like really digging into the rule set, it just says here, hey guys, I'm looking to make an even more challenging version of Kaizo. If you read this rules and say that sounds like fun, cool. If you're gonna say wow, this is awful, cool. I'm just out here trying to find new ways to play my favorite Pokemon game. Pi made a challenge for himself.
Right.
And, you know, he's very influential, so of course people are going to play it, but we have seen that it's fun. So, you know, there's hope that this will be an official rule set at some point, but it's definitely got a lot of work that's still going into it. But it's fun. And if you're looking to just have fun and really challenge yourself, like it's day one of Ironmon again, you know, I do think this is for you, but just go into it with a good attitude. That's the best thing you can do. You know, don't try to win, try to have fun or Safari Zone pivot and then be wholly disappointed when you get an Arcanine that has only fighting moves.
Kung Fu Puppy.
Fight dog.
I was kind of like excited when you had that pivot and just, but then it was just because it looked good for a second. I was like, oh, we're all fishing together. We're all here. Okay. And then it was just, oh.
I will say, though, staying up until like 6 o'clock in the morning watching Falcon try to pivot to something in Safari Zone, I'm like, dude, just pick one. Just pick one and go. Like, I want to go to bed.
I took a muck that ended up being really bad, but it's a muck, right? It can't, like, again, I put a lot of value in can't be poisoned because, yeah, you know, we're so low on items that, you know, sats for your resources. I took the Arcanine. The Arcanine was first and then ended up being the one that I took. And yeah, I'm like, well, most of these Pokemon already have their moves decided, so who cares if I get a Stoner? You know, like, who cares? It's the same as everything else. And I took a Poliwhirl because I had a rare candy. So I was like, nah, extreme content. Let's evolve this. That's just fun, right? Like, I could have absolutely gone with like a Slowking or something else, right? But I was like, this just sounds fun, right? And that's the point, is to have fun. Who knows? Total wild card. And it was fun. It was fun. Mm-hmm. So good attitudes prevail. Like, this is a good time, and it's a lot of fun. I love innovation in Ironmon.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's purely what this is. This is just pure innovation. And it's been a lot of fun over the past week, like seeing, you know, some of my favorite streamers, right? With like Falcon and Ice, you know, just testing out this new game mode, right? So and like listening to the community in the chats and things like that, like the feedback and everything, just like I'll sit there and lurk in these channels and just like watch chat, because it's always interesting too what they have to say when it comes to like the game and the rules and everything.
Yeah. Feedback has been great in the official Ironmon Discord. Pi's been in the Super Kaizo section, just like, you know, conversing with people, going through stuff, and it's wonderful just watching all these people play and test things out. It's super fun. Mm-hmm.
Well, do we have, I think we more or less covered this, guys. Do we have any last parting shots? Any questions, comments, concerns? How are we feeling about all of this?
I'm excited to see the first win.
I'm excited to see the first person get to Koga. Like, I'm like,
baby steps, baby steps. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, set the expectations lower, okay? Put the bar under the sand, Ice. You know, like, come on. I just want to move one pixel past the Safari Zone, okay? Like, can we get there? Like,
I think that the Safari Zone, I'm watching right now, there's a Safari Zone pivot going on right now with Power Slap on Twitch, and I'm like, there's going to be more of these, right? There are absolutely going to be more of these going on, and I'm just excited to see them. And you know, based on this is all science right now, things are going to change. So I'm just excited. I'm just excited, period. Like, I cannot wait to stream. I'm like, I want to stream, because I want to play. It's fun.
Yeah. See, I'm just excited that right now, as of us recording right now, my PB is further than Ice's. So, like, dang. I'm just
nice. Nice.
That's what best friends are for.
Try to do that,
right?
On stream. Now you get the off-stream look.
Hey, I mean, the off-stream luck. What? My Brock had like an ace of a Sunkern, and we had, there was like a Togepi and a, oh Christ, I can't even remember the Slaking's like first baby Mon. Like, you know, it was a baby Mon Brock. So like, it was the easiest thing to get through. But yeah, got to Misty. And Misty said absolutely not. So
I think half all the right. fun is watching you play Kaiko, and Ice and I are just like screaming in the background over whatever, and just, you know, one of these days I feel like it would be really fun to like have us, like the podcasters, like I guess like having like a kibitzing back couch kind of thing, and just while someone's just trying to play the game, and just like I think that would just be really fun to do with you guys.
Yeah, just backseat driving as I try and play through this game mode.
Sure.
So.
Well, I think if there's no more parting shots or any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, Kaiko, how about you get us out of here?
All right, awesome. Well, I do want to take this moment to thank everybody for being here. Scap and I both want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, Epilogue Gaming, as well as the EG Patreon that has been, you know, kind of working and supporting us. So if you guys want to join us, want to support any way that you want to, we do have a Patreon available for you. We also want to thank our two experts for being here. Ice Falcon, thank you guys so much for taking the time to be here with us tonight.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And then last remark, we do have a new channel coming up in the EG Discord. If you want to join, you can see us there, give us feedback, find out more information about upcoming episodes. It'll all be posted there. So thanks everybody for being here. I hope everybody has a great night. And we'll see you for episode 3.